We've put together a three-part series on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The first part is about the five W's. That's who, what, where, when, and why pertaining to the Holy Ghost. And the second teaching is about tongues specifically, the benefits of speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, and some questions that are asked about that particular thing. And then the third teaching is about how to minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost to other people. I feel those are all important things for the body of Christ to know. And when we first were talking about this and why we should do it, I asked Denise, I said, what are we doing this for? I mean, everybody talks about the Holy Ghost. Why do we want to talk about it?
Because we want the people who are believers to be operating in the power that God has designated for them. We see believers today, they are not operating in the fullness of what God has for them to minister to the needs of others. Either they don't know the importance of it, they have the wrong knowledge, they lack knowledge about it, but they are not motivated to go out as if it's an important thing. It's more of a, oh, yeah, I forgot I could have done something. Maybe I could have prayed for someone, instead of going forth in the boldness and the confidence that we should as believers to go out and say, hey, you need healing? Let me lay hands on you because you will be healed. Oh, you need a miracle? No problem. I've got it for you. And so we want the people to go forth and operate in that power that God's got for them.
Yeah, would you say as a whole that the church is being real effective in demonstrating the power of God to the world?
Not in demonstration, no.
No, I mean, we're nice. We're nice people.
Which is any different from anybody else. Whether you're a believer or not, you can still be nice. But what is going to draw the people? The power.
Yeah, and these days, that's the only thing really that would. I mean, we're obviously Americans. We're speaking from America. We are in a culture that is entertainment driven. Everything is just kind of geared to sight, sound. We're drawn to things that will thrill us, that will exhilarate us. I mean, just culturally. But people still have a desire on the inside to see a reality of God.
They have a desire for the supernatural. They have a desire to see power, to see miracles. You see someone's leg grown out and you go, wait a minute, they've got something I've never seen. What is it? I want it. I want to be drawn to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a way to demonstrate the reality of God to the world.
Oh, God does exist? How can I tell? My life is a mess. Everything is going wrong. What can you possibly do for me other than pat me on the back, give me a little money if I need it? What is going to show me that God is real and God is right here, right now for my situation?
Well, if a person is baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's a perfect time for one of the gifts to come into manifestation. For that person to approach this other individual like what you're saying, here, I'm in a mess. How can you help me? What if the Spirit of God would speak through you and give you exactly why that person was in a mess, exactly what led up to it, and what would fix the problem right then?
As an example, God just showed me that if I'm speaking to this gentleman, God showed me that you've recently gone through a divorce and you think God's left you. Even though you've maybe gone to church your whole life, you're feeling totally condemned and you're thinking that God is mad at you because you did this and now your life is not going along as well as you had planned. And I tell you that guy is going to say, oh, that's exactly what I was thinking. Truly, that must be from God because you don't even know me, you've never met me, and all of a sudden you're telling me things that only God would know, just like the woman at the well. She said to the city, come, see a man who has told me all the things of my life, and what happened as a result? The whole city gets saved.
The whole city believed.